Mary Beth Smith.
Cool.
The first thing I wanted to be when I grew up, paleontologist. When? Fifth grade. Why? Mostly because I liked digging and I liked dinosaurs. I dug holes on the playground every day at recess. Alone. The second thing I wanted to be when I grew up, a chemist. When? Eighth grade. Why? Mostly because we took a career aptitude test, and that's what it told me. but also because I like the idea of mixing shit together and, like, finding out what was in shit and making shit blow up. The third thing I wanted to be when I grew up, a forensic scientist. When? 10th grade. Why? Because I fucking love Gil Grissom. Yeah. For those of you not familiar, shame on you, but Gil Grissom was the head of the Las Vegas crime lab on the popular television series CSI. Most teenaged girls watching CSI would have had crushes on Nick Stokes or Warwick Brown, as they were both young, stereotypically attractive men. But Gil Grissom, as played by Steppenwolf ensemble member William Peterson, was older and smarter and wittier than those guys. Even at a young age, I knew what I liked. But more than my passionate yearning for Gil Grissom and my hatred for his eventual girlfriend Sarah and my intrigue for his fling with Lady Heather, guys, we can talk about it after the show. I wanted to use forensic science to help people. I wanted to use science to solve puzzles. Justice puzzles. I went into college with the intention of getting an undergraduate chemistry degree and a graduate forensic science degree. That was the plan. But college happened. I joined the improv team. I was in productions and took classes with the theater department. I studied abroad in the UK and Ireland with the theater, history, and English departments my junior year, etc. When I got back from Europe, I had an incredibly difficult term, physical chemistry 2 and analytical chemistry, as well as directing and readings in dramatic literature, a class where we read a different play for each time it met. All very time-consuming outside of class with labs and reading, along with the productions of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead and the vagina monologues that I was participating in, the two directing class shows I was in, and my continued participation with the improv team. I was swamped. I didn't sleep. I ate a lot still, but I had never felt more creatively exhilarated in my entire life. I kind of dreaded my chemistry coursework at the time, partially because I had a disdain for one of my professors who accused me of, for an extra credit assignment, we had to write a review of something that we had gone to see on campus, and I wrote a review of one of the plays that I was in, and I told him I was in it, so that wasn't the part that he had displeasure with. At the end of what I had written, he said, "Did you write this? It's really good." It was insulting. Anyway, I hated that guy. That's very much a tangent, but I felt like I needed to mention it. And another reason that I was really being turned off by the chemistry department. And I was absolutely thriving in all my rehearsal time. I referred to the period precociously as my quarter-life crisis. Another side note, can you be precocious as a 20-year-old? I don't know. And I spoke to my theater friends and my theater professors about this quarter-life crisis very openly. I knew I didn't want to go to grad school for science when I graduated the next year, and it terrified me. I thought I'd had such a good plan. But I settled on finishing my chemistry degree as I was very close and using that degree to support my passion for the theater department. My theater professors were incredibly supportive, and when I eventually told my parents towards the end of the term, through nervous, frightened tears, they were incredibly supportive too. And at the end of the next year, instead of going to grad school, I packed up all my shit and moved to a city I'd never been to before. Cut to the last 4 days. I've been at my new job at a place called Axion Labs, essentially TAing for classes being taught to 20 defense lawyers, helping them grasp concepts of drug and alcohol-related forensic chemistry. I have learned an incredible amount about how ill-regulated and imprecise forensics can be while it's still being accurate, if executed properly, it was fascinating, and the lawyers were so hungry for knowledge, and it was an absolutely exhilarating experience, and I can't wait to continue working there. Because I was leaving the class to go directly to a show after each night of the last four nights, including this one, it was also exhausting. It was a lot like being in college, except I'm getting paid, and I live in Chicago, and the shows are at reputable theaters, not student unions, and a lot of other reasons that are so different from college. I can legally drink. legally being the operative word. Saturday afternoon at lunch, I ended up getting caught up in telling my bosses and some of the class members about the comedy I'm involved in Chicago. And they loved it. Last night at the Annoyance, I ended up talking about my job to some of my comedy-related colleagues there. And they loved it. And I'm really happy. So it would appear as though my change in plans wasn't really a change in the end. It was more of a postscript wherein I added a passion for performing. And a post-postscript wherein I learn about and practice forensics without being in a cruddy lab being bared down upon by the law. While I'm not sure if I've actually become the thing I wanted to be when I grew up, per se, or that I've grown up at all, or where this all will eventually lead, I am sure of one thing. Gil Grisham is still really fucking hot.
You can see Mary Beth Smith next in her live performance, Mary Beth Smith, Las Vegas. Forensics unit. She's really good, you guys.